You know, I was really busy preparing for the show today, and I'm kind of a little in the dark about what's happening right around town here in Los Angeles. But luckily, we had our own investigative reporter, Eddie Pepitone, on the beat in Los Angeles. He's here now to give us all the angles that we've come to expect from his crack reporting. Eddie, what went on in California today?
I'll tell you what went on, Mark. This group called GotMercury.org went into five of my favorite sushi restaurants,
yeah,
and they order sushi,
right,
tuna, to test the tuna. Now, check this out.
Yeah.
They take the tuna out of the restaurants, and they don't eat it. They just go test it. And supposedly, they found high levels of toxicity in the...
Yeah.
Does the word toxic mean anything to you?
Yes, it does.
Because I have a toxic relationship with everyone in my family.
All right.
From my son to my wife to my parents.
All right.
Now, anyway, they say that toxic tuna is bad for pregnant women,
yeah,
which really makes me laugh because my wife doesn't let me near the bedroom anymore.
All right, all right.
She's
yeah,
got it sealed off, Mark.
Okay, I can't... All right.
All right. It's not about tuna in
all right,
my
all right,
house.
All right.
It's about the woman won't let me sleep with
wow,
her so
wow,
she can have as much tuna as
right,
she wants because right, she's never going to get pregnant because she doesn't
oh,
let me
boy,
near her.
Yeah.
I say to her, honey, I am lonely.
Yeah, Eddie,
lonely.
Eddie, pull it together.
Let me
pull
come
it together.
Near you.
Would you pull
who
it together? Just get him out of here.
Stuff.
Get him out of here.
Like she wears a chastity
oh, my God.
Belt.
Just get him
I
out of here.
It.
Get him out of here. Just
let me get
cool
out of
off.
Here.
Cool off. What do we. Oh, my God. That was, oh, my God.
Well,
what?
At least he was passionate.
Yeah, all right. Well, Eddie, look, he's going to go outside and cool off a little bit. We'll get the rest of the story once he's composed himself. That was investigative reporter Eddie Pepitone.